Can you talk about sort of what you say to patients in terms of what to expect at a practical level in terms of side effects and toxicity when you're going to start them on sunitinib, sorafenib, and temsirolimus? I think people probably pretty well can figure out bevacizumab and interferon, but what about those three?
Right. So the conversation that I have with a patient and the patient's family goes something like this. We now have opportunities to improve the quality of life as well as the duration of your life and symptom-free life by the addition of agents that are now available in the clinic, either in the oral or intravenous method of administration. What's key is that you and I have to have a partnership because these drugs, when given, are not side effect-free, and we have to modulate the dose and the schedule sooner rather than later to allow you to get the full benefit of the drug without having the untoward toxicity. So even though I may not want to see you for 2 weeks or 3 weeks or some period of time, I would expect you to call me and monitor with me your toxicity so that if you're developing the hand-foot syndrome from a tyrosine kinase inhibitor, I can modify the dose appropriately. If you're developing and testing your own blood pressure and you're seeing that your blood pressure is going up because of these angiogenesis inhibitors, that we can monitor and either start you on an antihypertensive or change the antihypertensives that you're currently on. And it's the real integration of my practice with the patient and the family that allows for the early interventions as well as the appropriate dose modifications that allow for the positive outcomes.